stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Tuesday, December 13th. We're back in the studio. The rain is gone. Beautiful day.
Shocker.
Shocker.
I was expecting to wake up to rain again.
You should know better than in Southern California. It never rains more than a day.
Yeah. The weather people are paid to be wrong.
Yeah. It's, I don't even listen to the weather anymore. Even the weather on my iPhone is incorrect. I don't know where they get all their information, man.
Neither
but they're
do
wrong.
I. You know? I just go by what people say. Oh, yeah. It's going to rain for the next 2 days, so I automatically believe that.
Yeah. Everybody's a weathercaster for you.
Which is why I always have the wrong wardrobe on, too. When it's cold outside, I have shorts on. When it's hot outside, I have a sweater and pants on.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy weather, man. You don't know what you're going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty strange, I think.
Yeah. You know what's driving me nuts? Have you noticed the liquor store downstairs outside?
Yeah.
Do you enter the garage from Ventura Boulevard?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they used to have a really bright yellow sign.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
No.
It was just like a week ago. They took it down. It was like a really bright sign, and that's how I always knew what, like, where I was turning right on.
Oh, I see.
They took it down about a week ago, and ever since, I always pass this building.
Really?
I pass it every morning and have to make a U-turn. It drives me nuts.
Wow.
I need to tell them to put it back up just till Friday.
Isn't that a find another landmark, you know?
I know. Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, that's funny. So you do that all the time now, or what?
Yeah. Well, since they removed it, because that bright yellow stuck out like a sore thumb. So uh-huh. I was used for like 4 months now, just, you know.
Wow, I never even noticed the sign.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I just assumed everybody, that's how everyone knew where to turn, because this whole block is kind of... Uh-huh. I mean, there are tons of different buildings, tons
right.
of places, like little mini, streets to turn into.
Right.
So.
Alleys. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. I'm in such a good mood today.
Yeah, I know. You dressed all nice and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, I think that's why. I think the key is to, like, you know... Just
dress nice, huh? It makes you feel better. I know.
Yeah.
I feel that way, too.
Yeah, because when I come in with no makeup and I look like in my pajamas, it changes it. You still feel tired, you know? 5 p.m., I still feel crappy because I'm in, like, you know, crappy clothes and no makeup.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always have to... even if I don't shave in the morning, I feel I'm not like 100%, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I try to shave every day, too. But
Your face?
My face,
holy
yeah.
crap.
What?
I've never understood that. But guys, you guys do. It grows fast, right? It like...
Yeah, I mean, overnight.
Holy cow. Isn't that weird when you think about it?
It is weird.
I know. Very creepy.
I know.
It's the same with, I guess, the armpits. You know, girls, you know, we shave very often. I shave at least every other day my armpits.
Right.
Not that they grow absurdly. Like, that sounds gross. That's not very attractive. But good thing we're going to be having, what, people on soon about dating tips?
Yeah.
Don't tell them about your armpits.
Okay, we won't tell them. Okay. Yeah, in a few minutes, we're going to get a call from two ladies. I'm not sure where they're located. I think one is in New York.
Okay.
And they have this blog where they date. We'll let them talk about it, but it's pretty interesting because they have sort of a reality thing where different women date in different cities.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff related to dating, but I feel like this is just sabotaging me even more. Anytime we talk about relationships or dating, or we had, you know, Andrew Serling on a few weeks ago about his book, Does He Cheat?
Uh-huh.
So, like, the more you guys put this stuff in my head, the more I'm, like, thinking about it so much and freaking out and watching my moves. And that just ends up ruining everything.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like
don't pay attention to
I'm going to zone out this whole, you know. As soon as they get on the phone, I'll respond, but I'm not following any advice.
No, huh?
I'm just going to relax and let whatever happens happen.
Yeah. But that's a lot of dating. I guess each one is supposed to date 100 people a year or something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
So
just
we'll
go on like one date and if it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they just they have to go through so many dates every year, I guess.
That's crazy.
And or at least in 1 year.
Although that sounds about accurate for me. I probably have gone on at least 100 dates this year.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, at least, yeah.
How many?
At least 100.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you have to realize, too, I had just gotten out of a relationship.
Is that 100 different guys, or are you counting multiple dates with the same guy?
No. Well, I wouldn't say 100 guys. I'd probably say, like, 70 guys, though. Is that crazy?
That's
because I told you, I've gone through guys like Skittles.
Yeah.
Especially in the first half of the year, only because I'd just gotten out of the relationship,
right.
And I was just ready to, you know, enjoy myself.
Yeah. That's a lot of fucking dating, man.
I know.
No wonder you have 5,000 friends on Facebook, you know, dated all of them.
I can't keep up. No. But a date doesn't necessarily mean like making out and sex, you
right,
know, it just means
right.
like I went out maybe on
you
a first
out
date,
with them, yeah.
saw, you know, what, you know, and if it didn't work out or they were boring me, then there was no second date. Yeah.
God, I could never manage that many dates, man. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. How many weeks are there in a year?
52.
52. Oh, okay. Then I've gone on probably at least 150 dates.
Really?
Yeah, let's change that. 150 dates, probably 70 guys.
Well, you average 3 dates a week?
2 to 3
dates
a
week. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 3 dates a week. Okay.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
2 to 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Usually. Not anymore. Not anymore. Now it's just one guy.
Wow.
Until I leave in like a week and then it's like done.
Where do you meet all these guys? They just pick you up on the street or what?
Yep, I'm a hooker. No, come on, Sam.
Make a pass and stuff.
Well, the thing is, like, I am always in a different place. Like, I'm just with acting and the whole Bad Company and just the radio stuff too. I mean, just I'm constantly meeting new people.
Right.
So every time I meet, you know, or anytime I'm in a new environment, I usually, you know, meet 2 or 3 new people, and you know, at least one of them asks me out on a date.
Yeah.
At least. I'm always, I guess I should enjoy that while I'm young, though, you know, getting asked out, because God, I hear when you turn like 30, it's like it's gone.
Well, it depends what you look like, you know. But what I wanted to ask is, do you ever tell them, no, I'm not going to go on a date with you, or are you usually pretty open?
Yes and no. I mean, now, yeah. I mean, right now, my time is so precious to me because I have such my things have changed recently with, well, the holidays I'll be leaving and then the Spain trip. So now I don't. But, usually I'm pretty open to dating someone, even if I'm not instantly attracted to them physically, because usually the guys I end up liking are total nerds and have such a funny, great personality. I'm never into the pretty boys, or at least never have been. But the guy I'm currently like dating is more of a pretty boy, which is weird to me. It was weird.
Yeah.
It took a while to get used to, but he's hysterical too. He's very nerdy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so you got the combination you wanted.
Yeah. For the next 5 days, I can enjoy it, and then I'll see him in April. Unbelievable.
Yeah, if he's still around. Huh?
Yeah, if we're still around, My plan, though, is to fall in love in Barcelona.
I'm sure that's the plan. I'm sure he's not happy with it. Does he know about the plan?
Oh, he'll get over it. Come on. I'm sure
then you probably won't see him in April after all.
I'm friends with everyone I've ever, you know, dated. I, for the most part, am friends with everyone. Maybe one or two guys that have took it poorly.
Yeah.
You know, some guys just don't like rejection.
Yeah.
Or I've noticed the guys that do accept the rejection, they like you even more and they won't stop driving you nuts.
Really?
Yeah. There are a few guys that are, you know, just I never want to hang out, or I'm never free.
Right.
They'll just keep, they are so persistent.
They don't get the message, huh?
Well, I think they just, I don't know if they like it or something in their head is like, oh my God, you know, the more I know I can't, you know, hang out with this girl, the more I'm dying to, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think you said that you actually like guys that kind of like are persistent and fight for you and stuff, right?
I do like that to a point.
Right.
But right now is not the timing for that. Right now.
Okay.
There's just no point.
Complicated dating life for you.
Yeah, I guess it is for other people. Yeah, for most people. For me, it's whatever. I just say no.
Yeah.
No, not interested. No.
Wow. So now, are you going to see the girl with the dragon tattoo?
Oh, I've been seeing the advertisements for that. They're super cool. Mm. I don't know though. I mean, probably. I'm sure eventually. I don't think I'll go into the theater for it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the book, the whole book series has been very, very popular. But I don't know. Every time I pick up that book, I can't get into it, so I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, and but it's supposedly a really interesting story. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it's captured a lot of people, and it's originally from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess David Fincher has made a movie that's his own version of it. I guess they'd already made a movie like this, a Swedish movie,
mm-hmm.
with subtitles. So he wanted to do his own version of it.
Yeah, it looks super cool. I mean, I definitely will see it. I plan to see it eventually. It's just a matter of... It's not one of those movies that I'm dying to go to the theater to see.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's not a little weird. I mean, the girl looks weird. You know?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Funky. She's gorgeous in real life. Well, she's gorgeous, really? Too, in the movie, but she's, you know, total character in it.
Yeah.
As far as her look goes. Speaking of movies, though...
What's her name, though?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, speaking of movies, I finally saw The Help.
Oh, you did?
Have you seen it yet?
Not yet. Oh. It's in the plans to watch.
You have to see it. Oh, it was so good. I was so touched. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't expecting to like it so much. I just thought, oh, how cliche. You know, white girl helps black fam, you know.
Yeah.
The black, you know, maids. It's...
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really good. Because I wasn't a fan last year of Sandra Bullock's movie, the one that she won an Oscar for. Mm-hmm. Was that a year before that?
Blindside.
The Blindside.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really a fan of that movie. I mean, I thought her performance was great in it,
mm-hmm.
but the story to me was so cliche.
Really?
And so I thought I was going to feel the same way about The Help, but mm-hmm. I didn't. And anyone who hasn't seen it, you should.
Yeah.
Everyone was good in it. Emma Stone was great. She's mm-hmm. funny. I think that's her name, right?
I don't
Emma
know.
Emma Stone? I hope so. yeah.
That's
good
the
movie.
White actress in the
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Let me look that up.
Yeah. But yeah,
Emma Stone, Viola Davis.
Yeah, it got a lot of rave reviews. Do you think it's going to be nominated for an Oscar? I mean, has it?
It could be. I get so into that when the movies are out, or, you know, the list is up for what's been nominated.
Yeah.
But I've been hearing shocking ones, like The Descendants, the George Clooney one that I said, like...
You didn't like that one.
Well, I wasn't so impressed with his performance in it, and people were saying he could be up for an Oscar for that, and I just thought, really?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think this year, compared to most years, the movies have not been very impressed. I haven't seen any that I'm like, holy crap,
right.
That deserves an Oscar.
Right.
Haven't seen any.
That's true. Hold on, I think our guests are calling,
lovely.
So let's see what that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Rachel, Miss New York.
Hi, Rachel. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Good. Is Shelly going to call too, or is it just you today?
Shelly will be calling, I think, within the next couple minutes.
Oh, I see. Okay, because I thought you guys were both going to call on the same line. But that's fine. So, Rachel, why don't you present a little bit of what it is that you guys do? I found it very fascinating. I mean, it's a little different from what we're accustomed to. So tell us how this thing, how it works.
Sure, Sam. So we actually have an international reality dating blog, and we have four women in four different countries who are very different going on 365 dates between us all in 1 year.
Wow.
Yes, and we all blog about them. Of course, we protect the guys' identities, and we want to have nicknames for them so that we don't reveal who they are.
Right.
But other than that, it is total reality.
Wow.
So we tell it like it is, and this whole blog was created really to compare the cultural differences, so to speak, of dating among very different women in very different places.
Right. So this is 365 dates among all of you, right? Among the four.
Yes.
I see.
Exactly.
Okay. So that works out to under 100 dates a year for each woman, right?
That's
There's
right.
four of you?
That's right. I actually went on 92 dates in a year and
wow.
blogged about them, and everyone else will be doing about the same.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let's see. I think Shelly's on the line, too. Hi, Shelly.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, good. Good morning to you. We already have Rachel on the line, so welcome to you as well. And let's see, Shelley, where have you been dating? What city?
Oh, I'm actually not one of the daters. I'm actually the founder of 365 Dates.
Oh, I see.
Rachel, I'm not quite brave enough to do it myself. That's why Rachel has, chipped in.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you found four other women to do the dirty work for you. I see.
I don't like to paint that picture with them, but yes, I suppose that's a way to say it.
Yeah. So let's see, Rachel. So what city are you in, Rachel?
I'm in New York City.
In New York City. Now, what are the other cities that people date in? Where are the other three women?
Shelley, I will let you answer that question. Hello to you. You can totally talk about that, and I'll talk about New York.
Okay.
Sure. I'm there. The four other women are in London, in New York, obviously, with Rachel, and in Sydney and Shanghai. So I wanted a very diverse, diverse cities, if you like.
Right. Now, these women, do they normally live in those cities, or did they just go there in order to date?
No, I wanted to look at how the differences in cultural dating, if you like,
right,
and whether dating is different across, different parts of the world, and I wanted locals. So Rachel is Miss New York, and she's been there pretty much since her career, I know. So, all the girls have actually grown up there or are locals.
I see. Okay. So you actually have an Australian girl and a Chinese girl as well as a British girl?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
I see.
We are actually still looking for Miss London. She's been a little bit elusive for us.
Oh, really? Maybe she's gone off to get married or something.
Yeah, she's getting hitched.
Yeah. So we are still looking for Miss London. So.
Yeah. Well, this is very interesting. So, Rachel, how many dates have you been to so far?
I've actually completed all 92 dates, so the blog is not in real time, but about 46 of my articles have been released, so you can read them on the website. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I am all finished.
Oh, wow.
So, wait, does this mean it's 90 different guys or like 90, just literally 90 dates? And if you do like a guy, you continue to see that guy?
That's a good question. I don't know if I could do 92 different first dates. That would be a lot. But there were actually rules of the blog that were created. And so the way it was is that I and the other girls can write up to 10 articles on one guy. Mm-hmm. And I did do that. And there were some that I wrote 5 articles on and 3 articles on. But you couldn't exceed 10. So I actually should do the math and see how many guys I actually went out with. But no, it was not 92 guys.
Wow. Okay. And what was the reasoning behind not being able to exceed 10 articles on one guy? I mean, what if you meet your soulmate? You guys are...
They put him on hold, I guess.
I'll jump into that one, I think, Rachel. The idea really is to... we wanted up to 10 dates because we didn't want to see 92 different men. We wanted to see how, people make mistakes on the third date. People, change their mind at the fifth date. And I suppose the reasoning behind having 10 is... pretty much after 10 dates, you sort of know who each other are, pretty generally speaking, pretty well. And it sort of shifts into a relationship stage.
Right.
So we wanted to see the initial, the initial misunderstandings and how one person will do one thing and the other person assumes something else.
Right.
So a lot of that is quite strong in the first 10 dates or, roughly works out to about 3 months, depending on how actively you're seeing each other.
I see.
So that's the reasoning behind having 10.
Right. And so, Shelley, how did this idea come to you? I mean, are you, you're in the States, right? I mean, you have an accent, but I'm sure you're in the States running this, right?
I don't have an accent. I'm Australian.
That's true. In Australia, you have no accent at all.
No, I am actually in Phoenix, Arizona at the moment. I am originally from Melbourne, Australia. Mm-hmm. How I came about with the idea, I think I was a couple of years off turning 30. And, single at the time, and really just, looking at the fact that Sex and the City had wrapped up, mm-hmm. and I thought that, there was a bit of a gap to fill, if you like. And I really liked what Sex and the City was about in terms of representing women and their voice.
Right.
And so I suppose for me, I'm quite passionate about, women being vocal, and so I created something like 365 Dates that was a social experiment that's interesting to me, uh-huh. as well as being relevant to women.
Right. Well, it does sound very interesting, and it's different, you know. So now, so you guys record all this on the blog. Is there any, do you guys do any footage, or is this solely based on your experiences? Because I can't imagine you'd want to run around with a video camera when you're going on a date.
Yeah.
I think that would definitely change the dynamic. I felt much more comfortable going on the date and coming home and writing about it in the privacy of my home. There were no cameras following me around. That may be fun for a little while, for sure, but I wouldn't have wanted to do all 92 on camera. So, sure. No, we didn't do that.
Right.
And these guys were aware, though, that you would be writing an article?
Oh, that's a really good question. Yeah. Now you're coming out with a really good one.
Sorry, the actor side of me.
Yeah, so, well, it was up to our discretion. Really, we didn't want to tell them. Shelley had wanted us to kind of protect our ability to actually get dates and get dates for the right reasons, since we're all doing this for different reasons. But I think we all want somewhat of a relationship or something to come out of it. Mm. So the idea was that maybe they shouldn't know, because they would feel as if they were kind of a guinea pig, so to speak.
Sure.
I ended up telling a lot of the guys, because I just thought, wow, if I really do want a relationship out of this, I have to be honest at least some point after the first date, the second date, because these guys are going to get mad down the road,
right,
and feel maybe used in some way. But some I didn't tell. If I saw no future, I would not be telling them, because it just got to be a chore at some point to keep answering all the questions, especially for me. I'm a dating coach. I have a background as a matchmaker, so I already get all these questions. Mm. How is a matchmaker single? Are you psychoanalyzing me?
Yeah.
And now I would have to hear, oh, are you writing about me for this blog, but are you really looking for someone? So I just wouldn't want to go there,
right,
unless I thought, okay, there's some potential, or I really have to tell this guy, or he's going to really get pissed off.
Right.
I see.
Yeah. Now, when did you meet these guys? Were they, did you go online dating or things like that? How did you find so many?
Well, I did my share of online dating. I put myself on a couple websites, all the sites that I would recommend to clients, and I networked a lot. I told all my friends that I was doing this, so if they had any guy that was halfway decent, I would go out with them. And anyone that asked me out, even in random places, on the subway, in Bryant Park, places like I normally wouldn't take seriously, I figured, well, why not? I have to go on 92 dates anyway, so I would give it a chance.
Right. Wow. Now, I would imagine if men did this, I don't think the reaction would be the same, right? If men dated like 92 women.
Well, not 92 women, though, but like 90
dates. 92 dates, okay. So, well, this is cool. So, now, Rachel, so tell us a little bit about this. You're a matchmaker, too?
I've been a matchmaker and a dating and relationship coach for the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I have my own business, and I focus on dating, relationship, and image coaching for singles and couples who are all marriage-minded.
I see. Okay. And Shelley, so we have an American girl dating in Shanghai, right?
No, we have a Chinese girl dating in Shanghai.
Oh, so she is Chinese. Okay.
Girl dating in Australia.
Yeah, that's why I was asking before if they were all actually living there or not. But
no, they're from there originally. So, like I said, I wanted to look at cultural differences in upbringing in terms of how we date differently.
Right. Okay. I misunderstood. So, how did you find? I guess how did you find the women? How did you find all of them?
How did I find them? How did I get them to volunteer to be guinea pigs, to quote you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
it was actually being a business person, I suppose it was part of my testing, marketing testing. I guess it was a way, for me, I really just wrote up a description of, you know, what the opportunity offered, how much fun it would be, and really just posted that online. And I just got, you know, I got people like Rachel who were fantastic and wanted to give it a go because they were looking for love, and, you know, they really wanted the experience of the experiment.
Right. So they did this for real. It's not like just doing it for show and then moving on. These women actually were looking for someone. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that was actually a qualifying criteria. I interviewed all of them. I interviewed quite a few women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they needed to convince me that they were actually looking for the real thing.
Yeah.
And we wanted to put – I wanted to look at how emotions changed and how things changed So that was definitely one of the qualifying reasons.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, Rachel, did you ever pick up a guy, or did they always pick you up?
Oh, I'm very traditional. If you read my blog, I never ask men out. I'm the type that, okay, I will make it clear that I like you. I'll make eye contact across the room. I'll respond to your message on Match.com. Mm-hmm. I'm not on that site anymore, by the way.
Okay.
But I will not ask a man out. So they all asked me out. I often thought, would I have a different result if I did ask them out? But it's right. I just believe the men need to pursue.
Yeah. But then what if there's someone that you really like? I mean, so you're saying you let them know that you like them, but you'll still wait for them to make the move.
That's right.
I see.
And if they don't make it, then they're not the right one for me.
I guess, yeah. So now, out of the 92 dates, how many men, different men, do you think you went out with?
I really should have done the math.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you answer this question?
I can.
Oh, you could? Oh, great, great.
it'd be at least about 70 men.
70.
Wow. 70 men,
probably,
okay.
60 to 70, I'd say. Because there were a few of them that had quite a few more dates than, I'd say 60, 70.
Right.
Yes, I'm thinking it's probably in the 60s if I think about, like, my 10 dates with Mr. VIP I had. So there were a few, I had 5 dates with, it's probably in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And how many of those guys did you actually have a real chemistry with? Because that's, you know, I never realized how it's tricky. You know, when you think about when you were in high school and you had your high school sweetheart, it was so easy. And then, you know, out in the real world, dating is not, it's not easy. I mean, I go through guys like Skittles, and it's very rare I find somebody I like.
Yeah, you'd be perfect for this game.
I know.
Yes, if you're looking for another job, Steph, if you'd like to move to London.
Yeah, she's going to be in Spain soon. You can have someone in Spain.
Yeah, I'm trying to fall in love in Barcelona.
Oh, wow. I to answer that question, I feel like chemistry is the hardest thing to find. And that was probably one of my biggest problems, my biggest challenges. I would go on all these dates and think, okay, these are great guys, and a lot of them are decent looking enough, and they have good jobs, and they're polite, and they're taking me out to nice dinners, but I'm sitting across the table, and I'm not feeling anything.
Yeah.
There's no attraction. There's no chemistry, and how do you get it to that level? I would say there's only, gosh, less than, I can count it on one hand, the men that I actually felt chemistry with.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, with these men, did you have to just end this? I mean, did anything develop into a relationship, or you didn't give it enough time to do that?
Well, the guy that I mentioned before, this Mr. VIP, we had kind of a whirlwind, and we actually went on, I guess, about 10 dates in a month and a half. Our second date was a trip, a 4-day trip to the Hamptons.
Holy cow.
We ended up going to Puerto Rico for 4 days for my birthday. So that was as close to a real relationship as it came. Unfortunately, that was not the right person for me, so that had to end.
Right.
But a lot of the others didn't get to that point, and I ended things sooner.
Right. Wow. I'm not sure I'd want to go out with someone who's dated so much, you know? I mean, you probably scrutinize everybody from the beginning.
No.
You know, that's a frequently asked question and a commonly held belief, but I say that I don't work for free.
Right.
And that's what I do in my professional life. And at this point, I just want to have fun on a date. I don't want to analyze things. Of course, I notice things. That's the way my mind is trained.
Right.
But I'm not looking to do that. I'm just looking to meet someone special and have a good time.
Right. And it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. I wouldn't mind doing that for a while. You know, it sounds pretty interesting.
It was really fun. It was such an adventure.
Yeah, Shelley?
We might do a male version, so you're up, Sam.
There you go. I'd have to get divorced first, but that's okay. For something like that, I would. So Shelley, where is this going? When is the year up? The year. When is the... Because you've done this for 365 days.
Yeah, it's actually not published live. That was simply due to logistical reasons. But, you know, we haven't found Miss London yet. So you know, that will determine how quickly, you know. We'd probably say they're all going to be done by the end of this coming next year, 2012.
I see, okay.
So yes. But all the girls have actually, all the three girls have actually, you know, Miss Sydney, Miss Shanghai, and obviously Rachel have all actually finished their dates.
Wow.
So we're waiting for Miss London.
Miss London, I see. Okay. Now, so I would imagine usually the dates are with local people, right? I mean, like the one in China would date Chinese men, right?
Yes. Well, it's really, I really leave it up to the, I think it's a pretty heavy task to date, you know, so many people and get so many dates in such a short time frame. So I leave it up to the girls in terms of who they date.
Right.
But obviously, you know, as Rachel said, there's a mixture of, you know, local people. There's a people obviously traveling as well as, you know, online dating.
Right.
So, you know, with that many people you need to, or that many dates to get through, it is very much a mixture.
Right. Okay, well, that sounds pretty interesting to me. Now, in China, I mean, how are they different in their dating, Shelley?
I can comment on that, being a Chinese Australian myself. So I see cultural subtleties that a lot of people might miss.
Yes.
It's very funny. I always had the perception that it would be very conservative,
yes.
But it's not.
Really?
It really is. Yeah, Shanghai is actually one of the most fascinating cities to date in, I think,
uh-huh.
personally.
Wow.
There is a massive expat population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I traveled there myself last year, and it is very interesting. It's always been a very multicultural city and an international city. So the way dating there is actually, in some ways, very westernized,
uh-huh.
but kept its tradition as well. It's you know, there's a underlying theme of conservatism,
right.
but at the same time, they're trying to move forward and be a lot more westernized. So you see a bit of a cultural confusion, that's probably
yeah.
what I would call it. But I suppose I see both sides of the subtlety, being, you know, having brought up being Chinese as well as, you know, being in Australia most of my life.
Right. Well, it sounds pretty good to me. Now, Rachel, do you think there's any, can you think of at least one guy where you think it's going to turn into a long-term relationship? Are you in one now?
I'm dating someone now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I just went on a really good date a couple of days ago, and I'm excited about that to see where that goes. But
mm-hmm.
I am not dating anyone from the 365 Dates blog.
I see. Okay. So they're all in your past now, right?
They are the men of the past.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, so let's give the contact information, the website. Shelley, you want to do that?
Sure. The website is called 365 Dates, number 365 Dates. So the concept obviously revolves around having the four women going on, you know, 92 dates each, and it works out to 365 within a year. So
right.
That's where the idea came from.
And when did this start? When did you start this?
It's actually, I started publication-wise, you know, early this year. So we're actually just slowly publishing each of the stories. We didn't want to sort of bombard the audience. So
yeah
we're about 40 dates for Rachel and about 40 dates for Miss Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what's already on the website.
Sounds good. And the other ladies haven't written yet? Is that what you're saying?
They're not done.
They're not done. Okay.
They're not done. No, Miss Sydney is done, and we're actually going to be putting up some of her new stuff very soon. Rachel and Miss Shanghai are both in the thick of it now.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So, well, Rachel, obviously you haven't been wasting your time, you know. I mean, you've done everything you were expected to do, I guess, and I'm sure something good's going to come out of it one way or another.
Thank you. I think it already has. It was such a learning lesson about myself and being able to learn all these things about dating and men that my clients talk about, and now I see that all their complaints are really valid. And I'm very thankful to Shelley and everyone on the team for the experience.
Yeah. Rachel, have you dated in other cities too? Have you been out of New York?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey, just about 25 minutes outside. I went to college in New Jersey. I've traveled a bit and dated people in California. And New York is such a melting pot, so some of the people that I've dated were from all over the country.
Right.
But in terms of living in other cities and extensively dating there, no, I'm definitely a New York girl.
I see. And do you like New York men for the most part?
Oh, I don't know. My feelings have changed a bit. I think the issue that I found with a lot of New York men is that they don't want to commit. They are just so into their careers, and I don't blame them. And that's why a lot of us are attracted to this great city, because you could just kind of do whatever it is and take your career to the next level, no matter what the industry.
Right.
But that makes it hard to date. Getting the dates is no problem, the casually dating, but actually transitioning from casual dates to a serious relationship is a whole other story. And New York men are just not known to do well with that these days. And they're sort of known for that grass is greener mentality. And they're just going out and having a good time and focusing on their careers, really. So it makes it a challenge for a girl looking for a relationship like me.
Yeah. Well, sounds like normal men to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty much the same as Los Angeles. I have no complaints about it, though.
I think L.A. is very similar. Maybe we'd have to go somewhere out Midwest or the South to find someone.
Yeah, something different. Yeah,
I would like to know, though, since we're talking to two dating coaches, what would be some good dating advice or dating tips for the single ladies out there?
Shelly, do you want me to start off with that?
You can start off with that, Rachel. You're more of an expert than I am, having done the 92 dates.
Oh, thank you. Well, I would say that the single ladies should not be jaded by what I'm saying, to still have hope. There are a lot of great men out there that are relationship-oriented, and they just haven't found the right one either. And maybe they would give up their jobs and their partying ways if they found the right one and were ready. So I would say to not give up hope and don't let your dating experiences discourage you, to not assume that just because it's been this way in the past, that's how it's going to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to blame all the men. But if you keep kind of running into the same patterns and dating the same type over and over, maybe you got to think, okay, it's not them. Maybe it is me. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I need to look at this and get some kind of objective advice.
Right.
So it's not the idea that you're flawed or there's something really wrong. Oh, my gosh, you need a dating coach. No stigma there. Just like I think the stigma with the online dating in general is lessening. I think it's just a matter of being open to learning what you can do different, being open to different ways of meeting people, and just being really positive and believing in love and that you can find what you want.
Right. Well, Shelly, next time you should pick Stephanie as well, because she dates that many men anyway.
Yeah.
So
she would be done in 2 days.
Number two, and I know where to find you, Stephanie.
Yes, yes.
There you go. Okay, well, we're talking to Shelly and Rachel. The website is the numeral 3. SIX, the numeral 5, and the word dates.com. So it's 365dates.com. Ladies, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's really fascinating, and we wish you all the luck with this.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being on the show.
Absolutely. So all the best, and we'll keep checking the blog to see how you're doing.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
And we'll have a link to your website as well on our website so people can find it. Thanks again, ladies, and all the best.
Happy holidays.
Bye. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Interesting.
Yeah, told you it would be. I like things about dating, you know.
Yeah.
It really shows you how people are different, you know, and what they do. And, you know, different dating styles,
just
different ways to look at things. Yeah.
I don't think I've dated that many women in my life. Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's rare.
Yeah, because I've been known to be in relationships, you know, so, yeah. But I got to change that.
What do you mean you've got to change that? You're married.
I know, but I got to start dating a little bit, you know. I miss it, you know.
I see.
That's the 7-year itch, you know. It always happens, man.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, generally I'm happy. It's just, you know, I wonder because, you know, you don't date for a few years and then you wonder what the dating scene is like now and, you know, how it's changed. And
oh, you're not missing much, I can tell you that.
No?
Yeah, you're not missing much at all. Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, so that's pretty interesting. And
it's when you're not looking that things happen, you know?
I think
just need to stop focusing on it and stop, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, you can't.
Who cares? Pursue your career. Do what you enjoy, and it will just happen naturally.
Yeah. But you know what? Some people get to a point where they're really lonely, and they want to find someone, and they're tired.
Oh, yeah. That was my next question, was just how old was she? Because, you know, I mean, usually it's when, you know, 30 comes around.
Yeah, I think they're in their 30s.
Yeah, that you're really focused on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I'm going to, like, by the time I'm 30, I'm going to have probably gone on, like, 1,000 dates. 1,000, literally. Yeah. That's crazy to me.
It is.
Unless I get in a relationship, but that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Woo! Pimp in the house. Pimp in the house. it's horrible. But you were funny with your comment. You said how... you don't like that. The idea of knowing a girl you were dating has been on so many dates. Are you afraid of being compared to them, or?
No, it's just that I don't know why. Why did I say that?
Or do you immediately assume she's trashy?
No, not trashy, but I think I would. You know, I mean, look, they're doing like sort of an experiment. But if it was a normal girl, I would think she's having problem with commitment. You know?
Sure.
Something must be wrong with her. I mean, because if there's so many
I will say that. I've definitely established that there's something wrong with me. It's not the 90 guys, you know, that I've dated this past year. It's obviously me.
Yeah, because, you know, normally, I mean, you go through a few men, and then you find someone who's good, you know, and where you hit it off. Even for a while, it doesn't have to be forever, but there's got to be something there. You know?
Right.
But when you go through so many people... I don't know. How do you even remember them after a while?
Oh, a lot of them I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Because I don't count, you know, but I know for a fact how, you know, that, you know, an estimated guess of how many. Oh, yeah. I mean, for the most part, I forgot, you know, I mean, I will remember anyone I've had sex with because I don't just have sex with somebody, you know?
So you remember those?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of people I just forget because it was just one or two dates and it wasn't anything special to me.
Right.
So yeah, it takes time, but again, you know, it's much harder to meet somebody where you do have a chemistry. Like if I go on a date and if I don't enjoy myself or this guy doesn't make me laugh, then I'm not going to see him again.
Yeah.
So I have to go, you know, go on a date with another guy. That's the only way you're going to meet somebody you enjoy hanging out with.
Right. Now, why does he have to make you laugh? What's that about? I mean, what if you make him laugh?
Oh, that too. That's a good thing too. But okay. I would assume if
but
I
But you
can...
like a sense of humor.
Of course. All girls do. Every single girl.
I know. They always say, he makes me laugh. He makes me laugh.
Yeah.
You know? So I wonder what that's about.
Well, we want to have a good time. If you're not making me laugh at all and I'm just, I mean, boring.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some fun.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
But, you know, I mean, it's almost like an expectation that you be a comedian or something. What if it's a serious guy who's fun, you know?
Well, that's the funny thing with the guy that I had been, you know, dating was he was so pretty boy. And I, you know, initially I was not into him at all because I thought he was just so narrow and just very sweet. But just, you know, he had no personality.
Yeah.
But, you know, he needed to be opened up. You know, he had a cover on him, a shield, you know, he was guarding himself.
Yeah.
And he's freaking hysterical.
Oh, that's good then.
I think everybody is funny. Yeah. Everybody. It's just a matter of being comfortable enough to show it.
Right.
To be goofier, to just enjoy yourself, you know?
And you know, that's the thing, though. I mean, yeah, you can have a sense of humor and not necessarily be funny, but at least have a sense of humor where you get comedy.
Right. Personality. You
know? Yeah.
Can you remember, have you ever gone out to dinner with your wife and not once you smiled or laughed?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, how many people don't do that?
Right.
Know?
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, anytime I go anywhere, even if it's just a friend or a date or I'm with a girl, I mean, wherever, I mean, I'm always, there's a smile on my face at some point.
Right.
Or, you know, giggles at some point at least.
Right.
If there's not, then hell no. I mean, that was miserable. I'm not doing this again. Ta-ta.
Yeah. Hold on. We have a phone call here.
Sure.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Who is this?
I don't know. I just called this number because somebody called me from this number.
What?
Not possible, sir. You're calling into a radio show. So, where were you calling?
One thing. You know, the full eclipse of the moon?
Okay, this guy's like he...
somebody's on drugs.
Yeah, no, he didn't make a wrong...
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah, no, he called to give us shit, but he wasn't funny, so I had to let him go.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's dating for you. Did you hear this? Check it out. I guess in Miami, they're having some problem with the police. Last night, a police officer took a wrong turn and drove his car up a utility pole. And you can see that. I mean, the car is like vertical.
Holy
against
crap.
The fucking wall.
What kind of car is this? How's that even possible?
That's a police car.
Oh, it's police. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So he must have been on purpose he did this, or he just was.
No. He took a wrong turn, supposedly. So I don't know how he ended up.
Wrong
on that
turn into
pole.
A pole.
Into a pole, yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. Kind of want to Google that right now.
I know, and it's pretty crazy, man. But. Yeah, so he did that.
Miami?
Yeah, leaving his car in a 45-degree angle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wow.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, so, but they're saying there's some other stuff going on there. They're saying last week an off-duty cop was discovered passed out and drunk in his patrol car
what?
In Miami-Dade, Florida.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. This makes you have to see that movie, The Rampart.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know,
Woody Harrelson is like a ridiculous, dysfunctional cop.
Yeah, I mean,
none of them play by the rules. Come on, get real. But I just saw the picture of the police car up on a pole. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, does not happen unless you are totally drugged up. Or
who knows? They're not saying anything about that. They're talking about another cop who was passed out drunk in his car. But I guess instead of being cuffed and booked, he was allowed to go home after signing a form promising he would appear in court. And check this out. A feud between Miami police and Florida Highway Patrol culminated in one trooper getting his patrol car smeared with human feces.
Ew. Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
The
yeah.
smell. Oh, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Ugh. On another note, because now I'm getting lightheaded.
Okay, well.
Did you hear about Charlie Sheen? He accidentally tweeted his personal phone number on Twitter, thinking that he was just personally sending his phone number to Justin Bieber.
Really? So
yeah.
he thought he was doing a direct message or something?
Yeah, so he accidentally tweeted it, and
wow.
as a result.
That's what Anthony Weiner did when he sent his picture, remember? Remember
oh,
that
yeah.
guy in New York?
Yeah, I remember
the
that.
Congressman?
That was a little while ago, though.
Yeah.
So he got like literally, you know, 1,500 phone calls, you know, one after the other. He, I'm sure, has changed his number since then.
Wow.
But is that hysterical or what?
That's pretty stupid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His phone. Eventually he was making a little humor out of it. He would answer the phone calls with like, Charlie Sheen, the pizza guy. Is that funny?
Yeah.
What else? Or he would say, winning.
Yeah,
and then
winning.
Hang up.
There you go.
Yeah, or fuck off.
I guess he's starting a new show, right? He's getting a new show now?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know much about it, but I have heard there's, you know, it'll be interesting to see. You know, I'm sure people will tune in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a character.
Yeah, for sure.
On and off the screen.
Do you watch Two and a Half Men still?
I don't. I mean, to be honest, I never really watched it to begin with, except when I was at one of my friend's houses. She always had it on. So
yeah.
When I was over there, I'd see, you know, episodes. And what I saw with Charlie Sheen was hysterical. Doesn't get much funnier, you know?
Right.
Really funny.
Yeah, he is funny, you know?
And I've only seen, like, two episodes with Ashton Kutcher. And I've heard, you know, the first episode, the ratings were incredibly high. But
right.
It, of course, as always, it's gone down.
Right, yeah, but it's still doing very well, and you know the show is not the way it was before. I mean, you know, you can feel Charlie's not there. It's still funny, you know, it's still edgy, and they come up with all kinds of like risky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it manages to work, you know. It works somehow.
I suppose. Yeah, I would like to actually watch a few more episodes and just feel it out a little more.
Yeah.
Before completely judging it. But, you know, now the whole crap with Ashton cheating on Demi and the divorce makes me not like him.
Really?
Yeah, it makes me not like him at all.
Hmm.
Did you hear, though, the 22-year-old that he was, you know, he slept with that one night, Sarah, she, of course, is, like, fully regretting it. She was kicked out of her apartment for it. She lost her job because of this.
Oh, because what?
Because she had sex with Ashton Kutcher. And she claims that she doesn't watch TV or read any magazines, so she had no idea he was married.
Really?
Now that to me is like, come on, that's bullshit. He hasn't been, it's not like he's just married. He's been married to Demi Moore for like how many years?
Right.
And that was like big time in the tabloids when they first got married because, and give me a break, she had no idea he was married.
I mean, look, if a woman gets a chance to sleep with Ashton Kutcher, she will.
Yeah, and she does claim any other 22-year-old girl would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
She says that. So. Yeah. Funny stuff. Funny yeah. stuff.
I guess in the meantime, that Justin Bieber paternity thing turned out to be false.
Total lie.
Total lie.
Yeah, I mean, that didn't shock me at all.
No, yeah.
But that's how easy it can be to get in these, you know, tabloids.
Yeah.
To say you're, you know, claim you're somebody's.
I know.
You're pregnant with somebody's
and
baby.
There's no consequences. That's what I don't understand, mm-hmm. you know. But, yeah, it's not really defamation or anything, you know. I mean, she didn't say bad things about him. But,
right.
But nevertheless. All right. Well, there was one thing I wanted to mention, but I guess
oh.
I forgot. So,
brain
the
fart.
Hell with that. Brain yeah. fart, yeah. All right, Steph, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.